It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 508.
What's happening, guys?
We're in Los Angeles, West Hollywood, and it is Tuesday here, Wednesday in Australia.
It's been a big day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got my hat on. I've got my special hat on. Mm-hmm. This is the Mr. 97. Were you wearing this on the Halloween night?
Yeah. I did. I wore it.
You wore it all night?
To St. Patrick's. So. Your eyes just twitched.
No, you know, tired. When you're really tired, you do this. You close your eyes and only... Only one opens.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
One's a bit sticky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which way, was it my left one that stuck?
And oh, mate, you love talking loud.
So you just got to adjust.
Which one are you? You Mike 3?
I'm 3, I'm ready.
Okay.
So it's been a big one.
There you go.
Oh, Jim says the hat's very on brand. Yeah. Shannon says, Tommy, tilt the hat back slightly like a hipster wearing a fedora for a little troll. Yeah. Like,
so it was a St. Patrick's Day hat
like
that
this?
We got.
Is this yeah.
But then you don't see the St. Patrick's Day bit.
You don't, yeah, mate. And then it takes away. I mean, then it just looks like I'm a weirdo wearing mm-hmm. a bright green hat.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was some good phone chat banter just before we got started.
You were just trying to turn on my phone.
Yeah, well, I'm, yeah. So I've got so accustomed to having my phone stay on mm-hmm. and not turning off unless I button it.
Sure.
And it's because I changed it. The reason why I changed it is because of Google Photos. You know how you have to have the Google Photos app open mm-hmm. for it to suck all your photos off your drive into Google yeah. Drive? And so you need to keep it open.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And so I change it for that, but it comes in handy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I lose battery if I forgot to turn it off. And I've come back and it's been on for 3 hours and my phone's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not ideal.
I saw that the show Baker mm-hmm. Joined
Alex.
Just before, Alex. Alex, sorry, but we're in LA and we have a new show Baker. Mm-hmm. Whole Foods.
Yeah, Whole Foods. I mean, yeah, they're a full-blown chef. They're doing everything for us, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
But they've got this thing. I mean, we've been having some road trip style conversations because we've spent a bit of time in the car. And somehow the other day we found ourselves talking about, was it you that said the superpower wanted?
No, no, no. You were bringing up superpowers.
No, but someone said first, wouldn't it be amazing if you could bite something?
No, Josh, you said that.
You said it first. So you said, wouldn't it be amazing if I could bite something and tell you the exact breakdown of ingredients?
Yeah, but I didn't think of it as a superpower. It was just a skill.
Yeah.
I mean, but a pretty weird skill.
Weird superpower too, to be fair. No, my point was, because I was thinking like, wouldn't it be great to know exactly what additives and saying, oh, this is, they've used green color 649 and a little bit of cinnamon. That would be a good skill.
Weird sort of useless skill. Mm. Almost.
But an interesting flex. Imagine being at a restaurant and just being able to know exactly, being like, guys, you're using...
Canola oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I said, okay, what would you prefer to have a skill at, or like be the best at?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Snooker?
Oh, no, darts.
No, darts.
So it was darts mm-hmm. or was it that?
Yeah, which no, so it was either darts or like being a world champion at darts.
Yep.
Or,
but you don't have to train.
You don't have to train. You're just
the best. Yeah.
Or the other option was to be able to eat any food and know exactly what ingredients. I thought that the darts would be too limiting in regards to my lifestyle because it would mean that it's only of benefit if I'm around a dartboard or if I'm playing in competitions. Whereas the food thing. I could be anywhere and use that trick.
Mm. Oh, you could start a pretty good blog. You could mm-hmm. be the guy that goes to restaurants to yeah. wow people. Mm-hmm. You'd definitely be on X Factor.
Yeah.
Australia's Got Talent. You'd be there.
Don't know about X Factor.
Simon Cowell. Yeah. You'd be... Is that the same show? No. AGT. Kyle was on that, mm-hmm. wasn't he? Kyle mm-hmm. Sanderlands?
Not sure.
Yeah, he was.
Someone else.
I think so.
But I can imagine you doing a full road show around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, there'd be many things. I think about if I had certain skills and how much I'd leverage them, which is probably why I don't have the skills. It never happens to the person that's going to really leverage it. Like if I was good at golf, yeah, I'd be at the driving range every day.
Driving range?
Yeah, just fucking hitting it, just sort of, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, I've got to open your phone back up because I thought the dryer saga mm-hmm. continues, whether it's spoken of or not. I've been using the dryer.
Uh-huh.
I think I've used it twice since our first conversation around it.
I stopped bringing it up because you'd get so annoyed about it.
It's either that or I gave you a fresh clean towel. Was it the clean towel that got you over the line?
Yeah, no, the towel was handy. I would have probably done that, to be fair. Like, would I have?
Well, I had to
clean
them.
I mean, 1 week. Do you need to wash a towel after a week?
We needed to because we went to the beach. Yeah. And I got Mr. 97. I cleaned his clothes for him.
Well, so I'm a bit worried about those now.
What, I've...
Shrinking.
You're worried of shrinkage?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, a medium, you're going to...
No, but my T-shirts have, like...
Have you put it on?
No, not yet.
No, I've got my T-shirts in there too. No shrinkage.
Mm-hmm.
No shrinkage.
Remember you fucked... What were those nice tops that Amy bought for you from New York?
Definitely not fucked by a dryer. Not my... Maybe the dryer that we had at our old
what
house.
What was the...
Evergreen... Everlane.
So Everlane. Have you heard of Everlane 97?
Yeah. They're like,
shit
like
tops,
boxing.
Dude.
They're like the boxing.
No, that's Everlast, bro. Oh. Yeah.
No, Everlane. No, but I could imagine...
I'm going to channel my Everlast right now.
I can imagine... he's changing hats.
Yeah.
I can imagine 97... Tommy wearing Everlast though.
But no, I did when I was 17.
Now, Everlane is a brand that's got like a socially sort of conscious element. You sort of, they've got a section, pay what you want.
Really?
They have, all these.
What's not the Gronk proof?
I don't know.
Imagine the Gronks taking advantage of that.
I would be.
Mm.
It's like the restaurant.
Well, they've got different things. So it's like you either pay the minimum amount, you pay so that, for better working conditions. It's like goes through all these different things. But anyway, I thought they were quite premium. For some reason, I saw you up close and I saw your T-shirt, and the Everlane T-shirt within a week had gone all fucked around the neck.
No good. But then one of the three that we bought was good. And it had the same treatment. And so it was like ANS color, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't shrink. But Mr. 97, if I fucked your white T-shirt, I used to think I could fit into mediums, and it looked like I was 21 again, where I thought tight tops were fashionable.
No, it doesn't look good.
And so I've got a whole bunch of white crisp tees that I can give to you.
So what's Airbnb? Why are you in Airbnb?
So I thought... the whole pushback about the dryer was that I was using the guy's power of where we're staying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to message Merdad.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name.
Yeah, Merdad.
I'm going to message him and just say, hey, mate, I've been using... is there a limit to how much I use the dryer?
No, just don't ask that.
I'm doing it.
Hang on, whose account is this on?
This is on my account.
I mean, that's what... I just want to see what he has to say.
Have you got good ratings on Airbnb?
No. Yeah. No. I don't need to fuck the rating.
Yeah.
Why can't I just let him settle it?
Maybe
he's going to think...
Hi, Merdad. I saw that there's a dryer. Was there a limit to how much I can use it?
I think he's going to worry that the dryer's fucked.
Why would he worry if I...
Because the thing is there a limit? Because it's like, it sounds like
there's a limit in your eyes.
Okay, what about if you positioned it as in, we've got a few dirty clothes coming home each night. Are we able to use the dryer every night?
Yeah, okay, I like that.
Because it's a real Gronk move, just being like, is there a limit?
Okay, because I could have it going 24/7. All right, I'm going to let the smartest guy in the room write this, because I'll tell him that we've...
Yeah. It sounds like you're organising a laundromat at the house. The other thing I wanted to check after you've done that 97 is I wanted to go to my first ever Airbnb.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to see if it was still available, whether I'd be able to book it. Be sort of something fun about going in 2012.
Where was it?
San Francisco.
Okay.
So it's not LA.
G'day,
Goldie Guts. G'day, Bearded Fen. G'day, Sarah, George.
I mean, we couldn't
get... Not the greatest quality, said Bearded Fen. Sorry about that, mate.
Sorry, buddy.
It's probably
but if
4G.
You listen or watch on YouTube, like,
looks
clean,
looks
real
really
clean. We couldn't even get the Airbnb that we stayed in last time we were in LA. Because I tried different times of the year and it wouldn't even show it up. So they must take things off the market.
When would you go hotel versus Airbnb?
I've actually thought that we almost could have for this trip.
Gone hotel.
Other than having the nice space for us to dump our shit, I almost think
it was cheaper going Airbnb, I think.
Oh, we could have gone we would have to go on a bit tacky, a comp, like tacky hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you pay a little bit more and you get an actual place with a dryer that you can abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, use.
So 97 still writing that. We were having an argument before based on eating and whole foods. I know we don't do that much food chat. But no, the pushback that I have is that we're having whole foods for most breakfasts and most dinners. And this is from Whole Foods, what you're eating now.
Most desserts.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? My pushback in, we're in the US for a short period of time. I'm not asking for shit food. I'm just asking that we try other good options.
It's so convenient. That's the only problem. When convenience...
But we work next to a McDonald's. It doesn't mean we have McDonald's. Don't you think you'll look back...
Healthy.
Don't you think... The thing that I really think is we'll look back and people will be like, oh, Mr. 97, how is LA? Oh, how good is the Mexican food? And he's I had one taco.
You ask young mate what he wants and he doesn't have it in his brain to search for...
What the options are. But this is the thing. He needs to learn. Like,
no, but he doesn't even want to. We had a whole argument at dinner. Oh, no. Tully Smythe ripped into Mr. 97, basically telling him to shut up and eat what gets brought out to the table, because every time there was a piece of food, he's like, what's that?
Were you saying that when he was out?
Mate, yeah. You were drunk.
I can't remember. I do remember Tully saying that, though.
She was saying, shut up, Dad, to you. And then she was saying, eat the bloody food while she wasn't even eating. Yeah.
By the way, George says, abusing the dryer at an Airbnb is totally fine.
Thanks, George.
George is a gronk, though, as well.
I mean,
Alex has asked, give me the down low on dessert from Whole Foods. The dessert from Whole Foods is amazing. They do, it's by the pound. So you buy all the cookies and the slices and you just put it in a bag.
They've got a bakery section where it's freshly baked each day and there's, like you said, cookies. But there's even, they get into like blondies and like hedgehog.
Which is like a sweeter brownie.
And then some weird brownie that we're eating before that had caramel. I don't know. We should find that. See if Alex can cook that back home.
I feel like I want to put a stop to all of this soon anyway. But what, so
from just a diet
eating
perspective?
You're just eating desserts every single night.
Yeah.
But 97, what's the pushback in trying new things?
There's no pushback on my end. I think it's a great idea, but as Tommy was saying before, I don't have it in my head as to what's around. So I went on Yelp just before and I searched up all the top places near us.
Food similar to the Whole Foods.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I did a search and I made sure I put the budget on the lowest one.
Great.
And open till like 10 o'clock.
Yeah. And what'd you find?
About two Mexican places that looked great. An Italian place. Which, potentially. And then it was a fusion, might have been Japanese food.
Yaki is what he would have
said. The photos look great.
And so what, because you are a bit weird, like when we were doing the stuff with the dating where you're going on dates with people, you had more pushback with the idea of going and sitting in a Nando's than you did on the actual date itself.
And didn't you cook for both the dates that you went on?
Oh, I didn't cook on the second one, no. But we made pizzas.
And so what's the... Why are you funny about eating out? I can tell this is going to be good because you're going a bit red.
No, there's... I think it's... Number one, I don't want to go to a place where... It's like, I'm not going to like the food.
But hang on. How do you know?
I don't. But, there are cuisines that I'm just like, I wouldn't be too keen on.
Like what?
Well, I think Japanese would be one of them. Wouldn't be keen on Japanese. I don't know. Just.
But you like sushi?
Yeah.
What's sushi?
Oh, there's multiple versions of sushi.
Okay.
There's sashimi.
Oh, yeah,
hang on, wait. He said the other day he ate fish for the first time.
You loved it at EPLP.
And he said, mate, I loved it. It tasted like chicken. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, I don't like fish.
So what's the anxiety around... Because the thing is, you... I think if you could have your way, you would have Whole Foods. But I feel like we're just creating this... Don't you think that we will be sad looking back? I know that when I went to Thailand and Bree and I, it was our first trip and we went to the coffee club, like every lunch, and we had the same raspberry... Icy.
To be fair, there's a lot of restaurants eliminated because of your vegetarian diet. Like, I'm just like pulling back. STK, Steak Joint, Sushi Park, like the taco stuff.
Our mate, actually, Spencer, who we're catching up with on Friday, he sent me a link. I haven't even written back to him because I don't know what to do. He's suggested a chicken and waffle place. Do we just go and I just get waffles?
Waffles, you can do waffles.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah.
Anyway, do you know what it is? Does your family go? Where do your family go when you go out to dinner?
We don't really go out for dinner.
When
we do? There's a Vietnamese place in the city.
Uh-huh.
Maybe called. I think it might be called Uncle. Potentially Collins Street.
And so you really
there's one in Balaclava.
Do you think you would go to the once a week? Do you go out?
No.
Once a fortnight?
As a family or just...
No, just you. How often do you eat out?
Well, Harry's Chicken's closed now.
Oh.
They went out of business.
Yeah, it's because you went there at the time they were giving away everything. The salads.
Yeah.
And so you never bought anything anyway.
Shannon said, 97, I'm a bit similar. I'm so fussy with food. If I get served shit food in a restaurant, I feel one, ripped off money-wise. Two, I could have cooked better and been happier with good food. Haha. She said, I love food. And when it disappoints me, I get the shits.
Mm. I don't know. I just feel like I've got more control and can dial in the healthiness versus eating out.
So you're a control freak. But Whole Foods ticks the boxes for you.
Yeah, because there's so much there that you can pick from.
Yeah. I mean, that's the trap of it.
Do you think that you worry too much about fucking things causing you cancer in all seriousness?
Yeah, definitely.
He's currently looking into sunglasses because he's not quite sure that the research has been done on whether or not so sunglasses are good for you.
No, but you're worried that sunglasses cause cancer?
I've heard from different places that
not the Sunglass Hut.
not Specsavers Sunglass Hut or Booper. No.
Or Booper.
Yeah.
Just everywhere optical. Your mum's worked.
No, but apparently you've got like light receptors in your eyes that
you do.
Yeah, but it stimulates the production, I think it is, of melanin or something in your skin, which allows you to have better skin protection naturally from the sun.
Where do you get this? Where do you get all of this stuff from?
It's bro science.
Andre would have no idea. It was on one podcast and a TV show.
And so does your mum and dad really, when you were growing up, were they like obsessing about what you were consuming?
No, not really. I mean, dad wouldn't be happy that I'm looking into sunglasses.
As in, because he just
disappointed
doesn't
in
think,
his son.
Nah, he'd just think it's ridiculous and that I should always wear sunnies.
Mate, lucky
which is fair enough.
Lucky he doesn't have blue eyes. I mean, blue eyes, you've done a great job, Josh, driving around here because usually blue eye babies are squinting all the time because there's something more sensitive about blue eyes than
well, sunnies
darker.
Sunnies are harder when you need a prescription. Kathleen says she likes my socks. Thanks, Kathleen. Yeah. They're from Happy Socks.
I'll read you the message that Mr. 97's crafted up and sent off to Merdad. Here we go. Hey, Merdad. We just wanted to check in. We've got a few dirty clothes from being out and about during the day.
To be honest, it sounds like you're asking him to wash our clothes.
No! Are we all good to use the dryer and washing machine each night when we get home? I love this. The place has been fantastic. Thank you. That's a good message. So the saga continues.
Because we're not gronks for doing that.
So we're here for
he must
nine.
Think we're fucking idiots though that we've like because he told us about the washing machine.
No, but yeah, I know.
But every night, that's the thing, each night.
I don't think I will have used it 9 times. So it's a truthful message.
Mm.
So night before we go, I don't think I will have used it 9 times. But I've got to do a wash tonight. Yeah, I'll wash your clothes. I'll wash yours too.
I was just going to hang them out on potentially like the balcony or something
like
that.
So what I do, every time I go to the US, I go to a fold, like wash and fold.
Wash and fold.
Wash, dry and fold. And they do it all, put it in a bag, and it's done. At the end of the trip.
I know. That was the irresponsible trip I took in 2012 as well. Fucking no, but I've thinking done I was everything. A baller getting wash and fold.
It's actually, in the US, it's so cheap.
No, I know, but now
I spent more on, in North Carolina when I got it done, I spent more on the tip because it was embarrassingly low. Like, I think it was the... all my clothes for like $8.
New York, there's crazy. A whole bunch of wash and fold places. Yeah. That is an interesting thing. Like there is a bunch of those services that seem to be doing well here or seem to be in business.
So what are the other firsts? Because 97, I've been thinking about it. Like I have been giving you the benefit of the doubt as if you want to explore. But we're going to have to force you because if it's up to you, you're not going to do anything.
No, you won't do anything.
What are some other firsts? You had your black coffee.
I was worried.
Last night I was watching listening to a podcast. It was two comedians.
Does that mean Mason was listening?
Yeah, he was too. But I could actually tell by his breathing and moving around. I'm like, you don't like the podcast? He's like, oh, nah.
I mean, I don't want to say it to Josh. Josh is he's loving it. He's enjoying it.
They're sharing a room.
I also knew because every time they laughed and I laughed, 97 wouldn't laugh. I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, you're not liking it. He's like, nah. I'm like, all right, I'll put on the fucking audiobook. I get it. It's quite intense.
No, but I think what we're experiencing is a collision of our own routines.
Mm. When you're Do you think that you're a bit of a... control freak?
Me?
Yeah.
I think, yeah?
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, 100%. No, I think there's three control freaks in this room. He's talking about having a dialed in diet while he's fucking traveling the States.
But don't you think, you and I, you love telling me what lane to be in.
Yeah.
Just doing that. I get it.
Oh, because I'm also co-piloting. Co-piloting.
When you do that with your hands, there's fucking nothing more.
I'm co-piloting. Right. Yeah. You freak. A great point is you're doing well when you're driving over here.
Everything takes
longer.
So
quickly. You can't
so when
do
you
quick
say,
moves.
Turn left here, I can't turn left straight
away. No, but that's what I'm
away.
Saying. I agree with your point. Yeah. To do a quick decision back home of like just ripping a right like a comprehension of if I just turn the wheel now,
there's a chance that there could be a fucking bus coming or something.
Yeah.
I guess I was happy with myself because I articulated in that moment because you'd been doing it.
I can't remember.
Just turn right there, turn left there. No. Oh, you missed it. And then I realized, I was like, oh, I can just say.
I'm surprised at how much you don't take in though. It's one thing I've actually never realized about you is the amount that you don't take in
about
what's happening. Oh, you know, like some directions or we will walk past the house or you were like...
the amount of times that you've walked past the parked car.
No, you follow me. I think you're following
me. I'm not taking it in.
No, that's
what
I
have to actively think, do these things matter? Do I need to worry about this thing?
That's what I mean. There's not some.
I don't know. The only street I know is Fairfax. And to be honest, I'm not sure if it's that street or that street.
I've never thought about it, Mr. 97. What's your sense of direction? Have you got a grasp of the
it's
area?
It's not
so
even
far?
Sense. Do you think it is sense of direction? 100%. I feel like it's more. It's less sense of direction and more. A focus on knowing where you are. Maybe that is sense of direction.
Sense of direction. You've downloaded a map and you understand where you are.
But you definitely pride yourself. Like we had a meeting the day before we left. And you were having this real sort of bro-y conversation with the client about, what's that place called?
Oh, yeah, Banana Bungalow.
Banana Bungalow. Oh, yeah, the hostel. Oh, man, have you tried the... It was this dick swinging match of how many streets you could mention. Oh, yeah, what about on 3rd and on the Fairfax? Oh, yeah, I wonder if that place is still there. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know your point. What's your point?
I know, you love a good fucking corner.
Yeah. I mean, how many times has he been asked, have you stayed here and you had to fucking...
What do you mean?
Like how you don't remember if you've even stayed in a hotel or not.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy because you do remember a lot.
But yeah, I don't remember
you've got
the
a
details
lot of,
on...
So you got to answer the question, Mace. Do you think you've got a good sense of direction? Like are you...
Thanks, Emma.
Nah, I mean, while we're here, I've been trying to, like, I guess, actively sort of gain a sense of direction. So I was like, when we went to, where did we do, Burbank? Mm-hmm. We went to Burbank. I was just like zooming out on the map and seeing where that was in relation to
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. No, in terms of like Santa Monica. And then when we went down to Ocean View.
Side.
Ocean side. Yeah.
What did you, bro? What did you think?
I called it Ocean View. That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I find I'm like that with things like Europe. I still struggle with Europe. I've spent three months of my life in Europe. Struggle in, like, I have to. The zooming out thing helps. This is where I am.
Bird's eye view. Mm. I mean, this, to be fair, this place is pretty easy to get a grasp of. It's very much like just gridded with streets.
Yeah.
But it's been a big day. We first headed over to Culver City.
Mm-hmm. We
cool
chatted
place.
We chatted with a designer named Brooks Atwood, and he's part of a firm called Office Untitled, and they're like an agency that they sort of, I would say that their specialty is in architecture, but then they do real fucking wacky stuff.
Oh yeah, so cool. Their office was great.
So their toilets, he gave us a tour of their toilets. In one toilet, they've taken all these like pool noodles.
Yeah.
Do you know what pool noodles are? 97.
Yeah.
Okay. They've cut them up into short, sort of about, I don't know, 20 centimeter pieces, and they've put them all across the wall.
Yeah, but it's look on our Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. There's a.
Are you happy with the 20 centimeters?
Definitely not. There was different sizes.
I reckon it probably would have been an average of maybe 12 centimeters.
He's done your 8, mate. He fucking said you fucked up 8 centimeters. I mean, you said the
that's,
stage.
No, that, too long. That's too long. No, that's 30. That's You've 30, done 30.
20.
20.
Now, I think that you're fucking up because of your perception.
No, I reckon it would have been that.
Can we ask Brooks?
Hey, Brooks, can you just please measure?
Average size of it.
Yeah.
He'll do it in inches.
But it looks
though.
Cool. Yeah. So I took like a selfie. Then we got a photo in there. It's a weird place to Thanks, be getting Peter photos, Finn. But it's all good. And then we went to... same place, Culver City, and we went to a radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw Zach Sang. So Zach Sang is a radio DJ. He started in his bedroom, and now he has this fucking amazing studio at Westwood One. Is the company syndicated to like 70 different radio stations?
It's amazing. The studio is so great. Screens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing cat. Like the guests he has. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus,
mm-hmm. Justin Bieber,
One Direction, mm-hmm. Ariana Grande, fucking ridiculous mm-hmm. superstars, and he fucking let us in.
He was
and
so nice.
He's
wasn't
a
he?
Legend.
Yeah,
and we met his dog Louis.
Yeah, super cute.
Who was biting me?
Mm-hmm. How good was I as someone who I'm not a dog person, but because even our mate Reese Mitchell said I judge people. Funny because he said. I judge people on
how they treat animals.
And then someone said something about kicking dogs. He goes, well, if you've got to kick him, you've got to kick him.
No, he said, yeah, but I've kicked a dog.
Kicked a dog.
No, he's had beautiful animals in his life. And he's a great person.
But anyway, how good was I with Zach's dog?
Well, I invited the dog up onto the couch.
No, what about, no, I mean before. When we walked
yeah,
in,
you were.
I didn't see
I was
that.
Like, oh, doggo, oh, doggo.
Dog.
And the funny thing was, Zach then said, I love how you Aussies say doggo. And, and then...
You were saying it and then sarcastically. 90,
but then 97... I think that 97 said that you didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't even throw you under the bus. I'm pretty
no,
sure
I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, Zach Sang's on the show.
Uh-huh.
Very generous to let us there. Amazing. We just drove past and I saw that there was a cafe that is from Sydney, Bondi mm-hmm. Harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine owns that
mm-hmm.
guy. I haven't seen him in years. And I went in there. We went in there and I saw him down the back cooking.
Mm.
So that was amazing to see someone that I know.
We're going
country.
To a lot of Aussie cafes.
Yeah, that was a cool little spot though. And then we saw my friend Josh Simons, your friend.
Yeah, thank you.
We had him on 198, episode 198. So we went to a cool music studio.
In Burbank.
Yeah, interesting vibe over there. Burbank's where all
Burbank.
The studios
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I've seen Conan, his shows in Burbank. It's a, I wish we'd gotten there earlier because there's a great store called Film Tools, which I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is like, so there's B&H in New York, which is sort of like, it's got everything, all cameras and all that sort of thing. But there's Film Tools is specifically for film production. So you have like crazy bike rigs with cameras on them. You have like every type of gaffer tape.
Mm.
It's pretty cool.
There is something geeky about like a film store.
There's actually a camera store. I think it's Sam's or something just down the road, which I saw.
One thing we need to do before we go is I asked Targa, who is
a creative producer at
Capitol Records. Mm-hmm. We're having her on the show too. I asked her, is there any lookouts that we can drive to?
What'd she say?
And she said, yes, Mulholland Drive.
Oh, yeah.
There's a cool lookout. You drive up and then you park and walk down. She told me about it a little bit where you can sort of skip over where people don't go, go down to some rocks, and we can look out over Hollywood.
What about going to Santa Barbara? Too far?
I think it's a bit far. I mean, people were surprised we went as far as Oceanside.
Oh, yeah, Laguna. Because this is the thing. I always, to be honest, Santa Monica is one that all these places I get confused with. And so I think when we were going to Santa Monica, I actually had vivid memories of Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is further. I'll tell you how far away it is. But
I reckon 2 hours and 20?
No, I don't think it's that
far. Not that far? What have we got?
Hour and a half.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, so Santa Barbara is beautiful. And I have a feel like they've got like a pier and all that sort of thing. Mm. I don't know whether we can go, but I remember enjoying that a lot.
Yeah, the week's flying, but we've got catching up with Matt Diavella tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're doing a video with him. It comes out on November 19.
No pressure now, Matt, that you've told us when you're going to release it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for that. No, but it'll be good fun. We'll have we're doing some shows with him, but then also having the cameras. I mean, the cameras are always turned on us, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, do you know, do the thing like, oh, cameras are turned on us for once. But then I realised
they're always looking. They're always watching.
Campbell said, Hayden would love checking out all that gaffer tape. Mate, he would. The gaffer tape is great.
Mm.
By the way, Campbell, we need not to send 97 out on a street photography mission.
Disposable camera, disposable like film. It's not disposable. No, don't throw it in the bin.
Yeah.
Don't throw it in the
bin.
It's
a film. So Campbell loves taking film photography, and he very generously gave us gave Mr. 97 a camera with some film, so he can go out and about and take photos. Problem is, we don't know how equipped we are of actually installing the film.
Yeah.
How do you use the camera?
It's very easy. You just turn it on and take the photo.
Yeah. I've said that before in my life. And
well, so you'll get, I think you'll get about 24 photos.
But only we've got 24?
I think there's something in doing photo.
Oh.
There's something fun about us doing as many different sort of cliche photos. So we've got to go outside the big pink wall.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I've almost got to be like a one take wonder with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to be. You've only got one shot at it each time.
Harp says porn couch. Tick.
Oh, mate, this is a casting couch if you've ever seen one.
Here at the doing CBNB. It LA style.
doing it LA style. It's the name of the episode.
Anyway, great. It's the Daily Talk Show. It's currently 8:45 p.m. in LA.
Baby's tired.
Mm-hmm.
The babies are tired.
Yeah, so I think it's time for us to leave so 97 can get the episode up. You got to do the show notes and everything.
Yeah.
You tired?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Said with one eye open.
Blinky Bill says hello. Campbell says, I'll film myself loading the film so you guys can see how it's done.
Amazing.
That would actually be very handy.
Very handy.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you are enjoying us being away and all that sort of thing, please share it on Instagram. Feel free to screen grab the podcast app or maybe even take a photo. I feel like I'm struggling to breathe.
Yeah, just start breathing. You keep breathing.
And that's it.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Catch it. See? I think it's the fucking dessert.
I've got caramel.
Do you have any more left? Is there any more?
No, I ate it all.
Okay.
All gone. Right. Oh, no, there's a little crumb.
All right, bye, guys.
See you, guys.